This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors. It's time for Laurie and Lynn. Local talk to start your weekend right. And now, Laurie and Lynn on WILK.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Well, it's Thursday morning, and that always equates to being very harried. I don't know why. I think it's all about Murphy's Law, but It all happens. Poor Dorota probably thought my house was like a revolving door today with people coming and going this morning. Plus, trying to do what I have to do and trying to get my exercise in. And just, not that it's any new, it's just a normal morning, but Thursdays seem to always go a little crazy.
Maybe that's because we know that there's things to do on Thursday that we don't have to do any other day of the week.
Yeah, that could be.
It just adds some pressure. Anyway, how has your week been thus far?
It's actually been good. I mean, busy, thank God. And spoke to both of my boys earlier in the week, and that always makes me happy because I'm not one of those mothers who constantly call or text, or I kind of leave them alone because my mother did the same to me. Not that she had the ability to text, but I somehow believe even if she did, she would not have bugged me. So I'm just not someone who has to check in every day, and I just don't do that to them, and it works out better. They know it's crazy on my end. I know they're busy, and so we kind of respect that. Every now and then, I'll just shoot them a little love you text, but that's all. So, and then when we're on the phone, we're on for a very long time, and they're boys. So keeping boys on the phone is quite the feat, so it always works out nicely. Of course, that phone call always comes in.
Yeah.
It just always comes in when they need or want, they need a question or how about this or, and I'm asking Tommy because I have to get a new computer. Sean's telling me what I should get and it's just one of those things.
I just remember my relationship with my mother when she was living in Philadelphia, and obviously it's a 2.5 hour drive from here. So it was not like I could run up there, which I did do a lot when she lived in Scranton. But it's just funny when you think about it, because I never changed what I did with her. I mean, I would call her several times a week, but not necessarily. It could have been a 5-minute conversation. It could have been an hour. But what I didn't know is that she told me after she had been living in Philadelphia a while, how much she looked forward to those phone calls, and she didn't want to bother me by calling me.
Right.
Because she knew I was busy. And I just, that made me feel good and bad, feeling like, gee, if it meant that much to her, I probably should have called her every day just for 5 minutes. But I didn't know that until way, way into the time that she was living there. So I tried to make up for it, but of course it doesn't. But anyway,
well,
yeah, I have,
you
I
know, Lynn,
I had a good relationship with her.
Yeah, but you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't, because, you know,
yeah,
you think, oh, should I call? Should I bug them? Should I? So I always know, like, I'm not one of these people who think, oh, it's the middle of the day, I can't call them. I just do pick up the phone when I want to, and I prefer to talk than to text, which is why I usually don't. But sometimes, you know, I just send them a little heart so they know what that means, and that's okay. They don't send it to me, but I do send it to them, and they know. But it's just, you know, it's just one of those things. So talking to them, busy, you know, lots of stuff. These weeks just fly by, it seems.
Yeah.
So I can't believe it's Thursday already this week. So it's just, you know, things, when you do something, and I'm realizing this every day, you know, because I told you, as of June 15th, I started a exercise program with, you know, for myself, no more gym, no more, you know, I may spin at this other place when the weather gets really cold, because it's smaller and it's, you know, very spaced out as best they can. And because it's small, there's not a lot of people. So I might do that. But right now, I'm on my bike and then do some floor exercises. And I have been doing that since June 15th, gradually building from the 30 minutes. And I think I've talked about this. And I'm now up to 45 per day. Let's see, it's now how many months, and I've missed 5 days in all of those months of not doing what I'm supposed to do. And I just think
that's
pretty good. When you know you get up in the morning and you do something, and all these people, I used to think, how could anybody do anything in the morning? And I now I'm just happier I do it, because at the end of the day, you're tired, and it just doesn't always fit in where it really does in the morning, because no one's usually bugging you or bothering you or work-related. And so it's been working out. So, but I just think that every day, when you do something like that every day, it just seems to fly by quicker than I used to think, because it's like the same, it's that routine kind of thing. It's like every day, and you don't really get a day to say, oh, I'm not going to do that. And the commitment is there. So it's a little bit, it just seems a little bit different. I don't know. I can't explain it, but I've never done exercise, well, once in my life, I should say. I was like a crazy fanatic, but, and it's not even nuts, but it's just that 45 minutes a day, I just really feel better when I do it. And I don't want to miss a day, so I try, you know, other than 5 days out of all those months, I'm doing it. And it just feels better, you know, that if I just
That's
feel
good.
Like a sense of accomplishment. So, and of course,
okay.
I read, yeah, but Lynn, I read where I kind of just Googled 45 minutes on an exercise bike daily. And it says, unless, you know, if you're going at a, you know, a decent speed, which of course I am and I'm not, but they said you burn about 350 calories, and it will take about, and that equates to about a half a pound a month.
God. Oh, jeez. Well, it's more the cardiovascular effects.
I know, and that's
thing.
Good. And I add some extra exercises to it, and it's not like, and I think they meant that because, you know, with a normal eating, and I don't have normal eating patterns anyway, but you know what I mean. It's just, it's at least better than gaining a half a pound a week or a month or not doing something. So I'm happy. So that's a good thing.
Good.
Check back with me in 3 months and we'll see where I'm at. Hopefully, I'm telling you, when I reach my year mark, yay!
Yeah, well, hopefully then you'll be, what, six pounds lighter or something.
There you go, see? Oh, jeez.
That's funny.
But anyway.
Well, that's good.
Anyway, so
dining out this week.
Speaking of that,
Mm-hmm. We went to Russell's last night to celebrate Patrick DiNapoli's 78th birthday. And we pretty much had the room to ourselves, with one other exception, and that was kind of an extension of the party we were with. So there were seven people in that entire back dining room. And we noticed that there were some major improvements physically to the place, and the bathrooms were completely redone and very nice looking, very clean. And I know that there were several people still sitting outside. And that's fine. They were serving outside as well. But the bar stools are gone. There's no more sitting at the bar. And so, you know, I think they made a lot of changes, some of which probably were a function of COVID, but others probably were those they really needed to do, because the place could have used a little spruce up. But the
and so you didn't say where we went, so we did go to Russell's, and Russ was there and always came out, you know, to see everybody, and we had a good time. And what I was happy about when we left there at 9 p.m. the back the patio, the outside, was still full with people, which I think is great. If it were up to me, I would have been outside, but I don't know how anyone else feels, because last week I was there also last Thursday because we were celebrating, and I purposely didn't bring it up last week because I wanted to give an extra week of pop tour. Is my dear friend Deb Dudley's 60th birthday was last October 8th, last Thursday, and we were there for that, and of course they had a set up outside first, but everybody was like, oh, it's too cold, I don't want, and I'm like, there's heaters and it's hot. I mean, I was standing talking to someone who had a heater next to him, and it was wonderful. So you know, but that's the beauty of women and menopause, Lynn. We're not always that cold, so that's always a good thing. But it's just, you know, it depends. I like that they have the availability, but there were a lot of people out there at 9 p.m. last night, so that's good for them. And there were quite the number of people last week, so, you know, good for them. It's a good thing. Anybody who can keep going, and, you know, some people are talking about keeping this up right through the winter outside, putting, like, different things of tents and different things, and I think they're going to need it, because I think people always want to have that option to go if they can withstand it and it's available to go outside.
I think of something that was funny in the, not hilariously funny, but odd funny. When we think of last year, State Street Grill and Clark Summit started with those igloos outside.
Yeah.
Because they had seen them someplace else. And now all of a sudden the demand for those igloos by restaurants is just skyrocketed.
I know.
Because they now realize that there's probably not an opportunity through this winter in particular for people to want to come inside. So if that's true, you bring the inside outside and you have those igloos. I've never been in any of them. I've heard mixed reviews on the whole thing, but it's probably better than nothing. So it should be interesting to see how this all works out this winter.
Yeah, I know.
So
I know.
Yeah. Well, real estate market is still going bananas. I keep seeing this stuff in the newspaper. I look at the list of transactions, the real estate transactions, and they go on to almost a full half page in the Scranton Times newspaper. It's just, I can't believe what they're doing in selling homes. It's incredible. And it's bigger homes. It's not necessarily...
No, that's a good...
Well, it is a good thing. It's a good thing. But I'm just saying that I hope that interest rates stay low and we can sustain this, because for so many people who could never have afforded a house when you had 4, 5, and 6% interest rates, which relatively speaking is still low, but it just picked up a place where people couldn't go to. And mm-hmm. I think that 3%, 2.5% even in some cases, that's a wonderful opportunity. So I'm happy to see that. Well, so we are going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. You're listening to The Laurie and Lynn Show.
Hi, this is Nancy Kamen from WILK's Morning News with Webster and Nancy. And I know Laurie Cadden. A lot of people know Laurie Cadden. And more importantly, Laurie Cadden knows a lot of people. Laurie Cadden Enterprises specializes in fundraising, public relations, and special events. Laurie Cadden can take your business or organization to the next level. This isn't something that you learn about in a book. Heck, it can't even be taught. Laurie Cadden lives it. She knows how to work a crowd, open doors, and build and nurture relationships. With Laurie Cadden Enterprises, you get, ta-da, Laurie Cadden and her 20-plus years of experience. Call Laurie today at 357-8399, 357-8399, or email Laurie, Laurie, L-A-U-R-I-E, at lauriecadden.com, L-A-U-R-I-E-C-A-D-D-E-N.com. Laurie Cadden Enterprises, because it is who you know.
I'm Dr. Nicole DeNova. Since VREC opened its doors in 2010, we've treated over 30,000 patients, including the puppy whose curiosity led him to a porcupine and the police canine who was just doing his job. VREC is located at 318 Northern Boulevard in Clark Summit and is open 24/7 for your pet peace of mind. To learn more about us, visit VRECPA.com or call 570-587-7777.
ERA, Exceptional Real Estate Agents. When you want to have the best of the best selling your home, you want ERA One Source Realty. With offices all over northeastern Pennsylvania, ERA One Source Realty will give you the personalized service you'd expect from a professional real estate company. They have experienced realtors that have years of experience, which gives you, the home seller, an incredible advantage. They will offer suggestions to make your house sell faster. They will tell you what others will be looking for. They know how to present your home and sell its features, giving you the greatest chance to have your house sell fast. And ERA OneSource Realty offers an industry-exclusive guarantee. If ERA doesn't sell your house, ERA will buy it. Yes, if they don't sell your house, ERA will buy it. That's peace of mind. That's a guarantee worth its weight in gold. Call ERA OneSource Realty today and find out how you can have your house marketed by one of the top-rated companies in northeastern Pennsylvania. Call 877-587-SELL or on the web at ERA1.com. ERA OneSource Realty, always there for you.
Here's Lori and Lynn.
Well, we're back. My name is Lynn Evans. I am the financial planner and managing director of a company called Women of Substance, LLC. That's a financial planning firm devoted specifically to the needs of baby boomer women. And I'm also the host of a podcast called Power of the Purse. And that's available on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify, and many others.
And I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business.
And I think I talked about this maybe a few weeks ago, and if I did, I apologize, but I wanted to get more into detail with this because it dovetails really nicely with another article that I was reading. But this is a book review that was done about a book that's called Growing Young. And I think we did talk about it, but I just wanted to go through it again because I thought it was just so powerful. This book review was written by, I believe it's a man called Fritz at the retirementmanifesto.com. The book he's referring to, Growing Young, is written by Marta Zaraska. And he says he doesn't write too many book reviews, but I just read a book that deserves some recognition. The book is called Growing Young, How Friendship, Optimism, and Kindness Can Help You Live to 100. What makes it so special? He said, I read a lot of books, and this one stands out. Marta is a science journalist. Now, there's a thing I didn't know, that there was such a thing, a science journalist. And Growing Young is a fascinating look at what happens inside the human body. More importantly, it represents a shift in Marta's writing. She's realized what really matters. She's discovered some secrets of youth. And in her earlier work, she focused on nutrition. That was her whole thing. And in her own words, diet and exercise were not the most important things I should be working on to encourage my family's longevity. And here's some of the points that she makes. A strong support network of family and friends lowers mortality risk by about 45%. That's incredible. 45%.
Yeah, but she's blowing what I just said about my exercise.
No.
Anyway, go ahead.
Because what you're doing is important, too. She acknowledges that. But she also said that as she looks through these things, that there are some things that are more important than diet, nutrition, and exercise.
I see.
And she says that these things that really matter for longevity end up being primarily things involving the mind. The first section of Growing Young is titled The Mind-Body Connection and Its Longevity Consequences. It focuses on how we age, how the mind and the body are interconnected to affect health. Her discussion on what stress does inside your body is alone worth the price of the book. In Marta's words, we should embrace solutions that do work, changing mindsets, not our medicine cabinets. Above all, she says, taking care of our minds and social life. The second part of the book is called How Your Relationship and Your Mind Can Prolong Your Life. It focuses on social interactions that affect our longevity and how our social realities impact our biology and our health. He said, I found it to be the most interesting section of the book, and her willingness to challenge paradigms was refreshing. You'll like this one. In parentheses, being a bit overweight can add years to your life. She challenges the reader to beware of supplements and does an excellent job of providing overviews of the most common supplements and superfoods. Turmeric, for the record, doesn't stand up to scrutiny. Organic hasn't convinced the scientists. The mix of science and practical advice is fascinating and valuable. One sentence which best describes Growing Young. My goal in writing this book was to help you fundamentally rethink how you approach your health, whether you might be putting too much effort into strategies that don't work well, supplements, fitness trackers, etc., and not enough into those that truly matter, your love life, your friendships, your life's meaning. He says, I couldn't have said it better myself. If you're interested, you can order the book on Amazon. And then his conclusion was, if you're interested in longevity, Growing Young would be an interesting read. Most importantly, the author realized through her research what makes the greatest impact as we grow older, and it changed her mind. It's refreshing to see someone who's brave enough to challenge their beliefs and admit when they were wrong, especially when that someone is a renowned nutritionist. Of course, nutrition and exercise matter. But if you want to know what makes an even bigger impact on your longevity, this book is for you.
Well, did she mention anything about, Lynn, did she mention anything about potato chips?
She did, and she said, no.
No, she didn't. No, she didn't.
No.
I love it.
She did not.
I love it.
I do, too. But then
I might have to get that book now.
I think I would too. I really would love to read it because I'm so intrigued by something that we've heard. You know, we know that people who are social people who live in communities as they age, they live in communities where they do things together, where they interact with each other. They live longer and better lives than those who are in solitude. So there is a definite connection to it. All right.
Well, you know me. I'm all about the social thing.
I know you are, and that's why I say you will never have to worry about that part. Never.
Well, I think it is important for anybody, but go ahead.
All right, so then this was an article that kind of fits right into this, because this takes a look at the financial aspects of retirement and blends it in with what this woman just wrote in the book. And this is called Why Near Retirees Need to Learn About Retirement Failure. Now, most people, when they see that word retirement, those words, retirement failure, think of it as being a financial failure. But what these authors were saying is that the people who have failed to achieve happy retirements are people that are not necessarily those that are not being social. I'm just going to put that all together in one quick word, but give you an example. Not everyone fails at retirement, but those are not the people we are working with. This one who said that is the founder of the Association of RetirementProject.org and is a retirement advocate. He discussed how advisors and human resource professionals, with the help of retirement coaches, can help clients and employees, and that's a key point. This is for near retirees. If you have people inside of a corporation who provide this to employees before they pull the plug, this could make a huge difference. So this retirement coaching helps people with better retirements through behavioral economics. People are hampered by biases, anchors, and loss aversion that not only muddles their view, but can cause them to fail right out of the gate. Being able to predict behavior can help people make a smoother transition from work to retirement. Many people plan for the financial part of retirement, and they expect all other aspects to unfold automatically and happily. It doesn't happen that way, Laura warned. This is Robert Lahr. That's right to him. Retirement coaches can reduce the stress and anxiety of retirement by helping clients pluralize, and I love that word, pluralize retirement decisions. Retirement is not a once-and-done decision. People can have more than one retirement. And that's something we all see. But everybody thinks that once you get to 65, you got to make the plan for exactly what you're going to do for the rest of your life. That's not the way it works. People don't just do that. They don't retire in a straight line. However, near retirees need to know that good intentions are not enough to create a successful retirement. Retirement is complex, so it's human nature to put off the decisions. Retirement is empty. You have to put something in there if you do not want to set yourself up for failure. Retiring and waiting to see what happens will not work. Retirees need full information to make good decisions, and that includes knowing the negative possibilities. The reason people are failing in retirement is because they're not thinking about the non-financial decisions. Couldn't agree more.
Because that is true. Most people do only think about how they can afford to retire, not how they can live in retirement.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yes, absolutely. And so, they have this idealized sense of what retirement's supposed to look like I take 4 trips a year, I go and visit this, I'm in Florida from Everything is so programmed. And if that's what you're funding for, well, okay. But the fact is, retirement is not defined by your finances. You can do so many things, including work, in what we might call retirement. And people don't think of that. It's just a whole new world out there.
Right.
And it bothers me so much to see people just make it an equation that's a function of numbers.
Tell you something. If the movie The Intern doesn't show you that,
yes,
I don't know what other movie out there does, because that is the perfect show for anyone who's attempting or about to retire to watch that movie and realize the added value that companies, corporations, nonprofits, mom and pops, the corner store, anybody who has that type of seasoned knowledge to bring to your institution, to your whatever, is unbelievable. It is, and there are so many people out there filled with information that could help you and make you think differently or your business do better by people who have been around.
Yep.
I love it. I love it.
I do too. I think it's an important concept, and I think that people really need to, like they said, just completely change those paradigms we have about what is retirement. Retirement doesn't have to mean you stop working and you stop getting a paycheck. I'm so sick of listening to that. It's just so much more. You can still work. You can do some things you wanted to do. And maybe maybe it gets you a third of what your needs are. Okay, fine, then do that till you can't do it anymore or till you don't
right.
feel like doing it anymore. But there's just
right.
so much out there. Retirement is not something that lasts for 5 years. You've
right.
got almost,
and on that note,
some people, as many years in retirement as you did when you were working.
There you go. And on that note, we're going to follow up in a minute, but we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Laurie and Lynn Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Lynn S. Evans, CFP, co-host of the Laurie and Lynn Show. I am the managing director of a new business, Women of Substance, LLC, a financial planning firm dedicated to the specific financial needs of baby boomer women. I help them navigate through widowhood, retirement, divorce, and job loss. Send me an email at lynn@lynnsevans.com and let me know how I can help you. I'm also the host of a podcast, Power of the Purse, available on more than 30 sites, including iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. We record these lively conversations with women who've been there and have great advice to give others so they don't go down the same dark holes. And we feature some experts who share some great ideas to be prepared before you have to face these transitions. And we have a whole lot of fun. Please don't let the fear of not knowing about personal finances stop you anymore. I am here to take the confusion and mystery out of money. Go to my website, lynnsevans.com, and see how we can set up a time to talk or browse around the many blogs and other free info on the site. Remember, money's not the enemy. Your ignorance of it is.
The well-established and highly respected Northeastern Pennsylvania certified public accounting firm, Michael A. Barbetti, LLC, is making changes after almost 40 years in business. The firm name has changed and is now Barbetti McHale, LLC CPA, reflecting the addition of Michael F. McHale as partner in the long-standing firm. Although the name and partnership are a significant change, the staff won't change. Their Dunmore location won't change. The way they serve clients won't change. Their work ethic won't change. And Michael Barbetti's involvement won't change. The Barbetti-McHale partnership adds Mike McHale's 3 decades of experience in corporate and not-for-profit accounting for the clients of the regional firm. Barbetti-McHale, LLC Certified Public Accountants, provides professional accounting and tax services to all types of clients, ranging from individuals and family-owned businesses to governmental agencies and non-profit organizations. Call Barbetti-McHale CPAs at their Dunmore office, and you too can make a change for the better.
Business banking at Fidelity.
Universal Printing started out in Northeast Pennsylvania in June of 1995. Since that time, we have grown to 155 employees. What we do, we're a document solutions business. We do printing. We have an IT department on site. There's computer programmers, developers, production people. So all of our IT is done in-house. The nature of our business is it is very capital intensive. What we continue to do is adapt to the needs of our customers. And in order to do that, we have to continue to invest in the best state-of-the-art equipment that's out there. And we can do that with the support of Fidelity Bank. Fidelity allows us to play on a playing field that we could never have played on if we didn't have the support of a strong local bank that believed in us. They're not just saying they support the community, they're doing it. And we feel really blessed to have a partner in Fidelity Bank.
It's Saturday morning with Laurie and Lynn. Now, back to Laurie and Lynn.
Well, we're back. My name is Lynn Evans. I am a financial advisor, and I'm also the managing director of a company called Women of Substance, LLC. That's a financial planning firm designed specifically for the needs of baby boomer women. And I'm also the host of a podcast called Power of the Purse, And that's available on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and many others.
And I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And Lynn, love it. That conversation needs to be had so often, because I hear so many of my friends who are a little older than me. Remember, I'm still a spring chicken at 59. Oh, so people who are a little bit... people who are a little bit older than me, you know, they're contemplating that. And some of these people who are 66 need not worry, because you can collect your Social Security and still make as much money as you want. I shouldn't say need not worry. Everyone has their own set of worries. I don't mean to minimize, but you can still do something else and make as much money as you want in retirement and still be able to collect your Social Security.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And
there's so many ways. There's so many pieces you can put together.
And you're still in your 60s. You're in your 60s. It's fabulous.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It is. It's a good thing.
Love it. Well, you know, then now I'm starting. I start when I hit 40, you know, 40s and 50s, it's 50, it's 41 to 40 to 59, 50 and fabulous. Well, you know, in February when I hit the big 60, and I have two decades with the help of God, 60s and 70s, it's now 60 and sensational.
Oh.
Just so you know, that's the word. So just so you know.
Okay. So what happened to 70? It's 70 and
that
what?
It stays because it's an
70
S.
70 and sensational. Okay.
Right, true. There you go.
I kind of like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right. And so for those poor bucks among us who might find themselves actually needing long-term care insurance, there's an interesting new type product. I say new, it's relatively new. It's not something that's been around for a very, very long time. As a matter of fact, it's relatively new in the sense that long-term care insurance, as we know of it, is kind of like car insurance, where you pay into it and you hope you never have to use it, but you don't get anything back. And there are a couple of companies that will do that, but you're paying more in premiums to get it back. So along comes the insurance world that says, well, maybe we can do a package deal. So I have looked at this, and I've seen that for several clients, this is really something that makes some sense. It's a hybrid. It's called a hybrid long-term care insurance policy. And what it does is it takes permanent life insurance, such as universal or whole life insurance, with an add-on rider for long-term care insurance that allows you to accelerate or advance your death benefit during your lifetime to pay for qualified long-term care costs. And any unused death benefit will still be paid out to your beneficiaries like a normal life insurance policy. And it's really a great idea because it gives you both your guaranteed benefits on either side of the possibility. You either have a guarantee of a life insurance death benefit to someone, or you have a guarantee of long-term care benefits for a certain number of years. And these policies range from, it's a 2-year benefit, it's a 5-year benefit, it's a 10-year benefit. It depends. But the thing is, it will continue to pay out almost like an annuity as long as you need it. But at some point in time, you run out of money with that. So the nice part about it, though, is it gives you the opportunity to be able to look at all your other assets and know that you don't have to spend them down right up front. You can use this vehicle and allow that to be expired before you tap in to anything else, if indeed you do. So it's a combination of both things. The other nice thing about it is you've got a premium, and whatever your premium is, you pay the premium, it's never going to go up. like most of these long-term care insurance policies, including one I have, 2 years ago, I saw a 40% increase in the premium. Well, a lot of people can't manage that. You just can't. You just don't have the money to absorb it, so they end up just canceling the policy, which is at the worst time that you can do that.
So who offers that? All insurance companies?
Not all of them. No, there are a lot of them that are that do, but a lot of the smaller, newer companies are doing that. And I saw one the other day that I wasn't very happy about because it's a company I'd never heard of, but it also is a company that has offshore insurance. Now, that doesn't mean much to some people who don't really understand the concept, but it means that the assets that are supporting the company and its ability to pay claims are held in countries where they are offshore, like Bermuda, the island of Nevis, a bunch of places that they have agreements that will not allow them to share, like Switzerland, will not allow them to share information with U.S. officials. So what that means is you don't know whether or not they've got the funding that they say they need in order to secure this benefit promise to you and your family somewhere down the road. So I immediately said no to that one.
No.
But, you know, there are other ones that are reputable companies that do have that, and they have to pass muster in order to offer them in this country. So there's pretty strict rules about how much they have to keep in assets and what kind of assets they can invest in so that they can fulfill on the promise that's made by the insurance contract. But yes, a lot of them, big names. And you can either do it as a one-time lump sum payment, which some people are doing when they take out their 401k plans and roll them into an IRA when they retire. There's a limit on how much of that you can roll into one of these type of contracts. And I don't remember what the rule is, but it's a decent amount. So that it may not cover everything, but it's a nice way to know that you've got something there that will not fail you at some point down the road. I mean, it could literally, if the insurance company goes into receivership or conservancy, I guess they call that. But it's not normal. You know, most of the companies that issue these are companies that we know, names we know. So it's worth looking at because it's a very interesting way to cover a contingency that may or may not happen. But if it doesn't happen, and we hope it doesn't happen, then your family still gets a benefit when you pass. That's not the case
with
long-term care insurance. Yeah, so it's a good thing. And I think that it's something that people should look at when they're looking at retirement planning, the financial side of it, because it can make a big difference, a huge difference.
Yeah, wow.
So they're out there, and, you know, I would say take a look at them. Not bad stuff.
No, I think that's great.
Yeah, it is good. Some of the other things I was thinking of, you know, we talked before about that book, Growing Old, and for some people who may not have heard the first piece of what we did, this Growing Young book is a very interesting, it's not growing old, it's growing young. It's a very interesting concept of the author who was a well-known nutritionalist worldwide who said, nutrition isn't as important as some of these other things that she mentioned, which was your love life, your friendships, and your life's meaning. I just think that I can't get over that. I mean, I know that that's important. I've always known it was important because a guy that I have followed for years and years and years who was actually kind enough to write a little, what do they call those? Endorsement, I guess.
Forward? Forward?
No, an endorsement on the back of my book.
Which
never got to the publisher, I have to say. But Anyway, his name is Mitch Anthony, and Mitch Anthony wrote a book at least 20 years ago called The New Retire Mentality. I love that play on words.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's really, really
that's
good.
That's cool.
And he said that a successful retirement has 7, 8, 9 components. The money is just one part of it. And he talked about spirituality and your spiritual life. He talked about recreation, the physicality of what you do. He talked about religion. He talked about how he called it spirituality. You talk about health. Talked about friendships, social things, and then also, you know, the kind of stuff where you talk about the vacations or your activities that take you out to learn something new about the world. And it was a really well done book, and I've used it very often to say, if somebody says to me, what does a successful retirement look like? It means that you reorganize these pieces because we have them now in our lives. If you look at it as a pie chart, the question is, how much time now do you devote to all pieces of that pie? And what his suggestion is that when you have a successful retirement, you've reallocated your time to these things that are now more important to you than your working responsibilities. And it can still be in there. There'll still be work. But it was a very interesting concept that nobody really ever talked about retirement in the financial planning world as having more components than just simply money. And then there were those that say, well, what do you think we are, philosophers? Are we psychologists?
Yeah.
And guess what? You are.
Yeah, you are.
And we have been for years and years and years. I mean, we have people come in who are going to contemplate a divorce. We have people who walk in who just, you know, lost a spouse. If we're not psychologists in that regard, I don't know what it is. But, you know, we're not practicing without a license. I mean, it's just more common sense. But I love this idea of really looking at retirement as growing young. That's a book written by Marta Zakaska, who I really think I'm going to have to get onto my podcast.
I know it. Absolutely. Because she
and
is
on that note,
to get that book.
On that note, we're going to
we are taking a leave of you for the day, our leave, yes. So we will see you next week. Thank you again for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. Be safe, and please be nice. Bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.